welcome in to our prayer time at 6 o'clock on this, the 17th day of January. Kenneth Hill here at WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City, with our prayer time broadcast. Thank you for joining me today. Our address, if you'd like to write to us or send us a donation to keep WHCB on the air, is WHCB Radio, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. That's WHCB Radio, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. You can also give online. You can write to us online. You can send us your community news or church news items. We'll be happy to put them on the air for you. So send them to us at whcbradio.org. Go on there. You'll find all the information you need. whcbradio.org. We have been hanging around Matthew chapter 23. Before we go there to those verses and talk for just a minute, I want to remind you that we are still collecting blankets. We've been passing those things out and getting them out to people in need, and that's the whole point. That's why we're doing it. And in this at this time right now, with the cold and all that goes with it, we have to make sure that we have them so we can distribute them. And so we're still collecting blankets. We're also collecting Bibles. And thus far, we've been able to give a Bible with each blanket that we give away, those that need them. Now, if they need five blankets and don't need five Bibles, they get five blankets and one Bible. If they don't need a Bible at all, of course, we don't force one on them. But if they tell us they'll read it and they don't have a Bible, we want them to have it. Boy, there have been some beautiful, beautiful Bibles given. I mean, those with the real nice leather bindings, and we've had two or three loose leaf Bibles. Those are preaching style Bibles that were given to us. We've had everything from paperback to the most beautiful bound Bibles you can imagine have been given to us. We've had some folks that have bought Bibles by the case and had them shipped directly to us. That saves them having to get out, buy them, and bring them, and it allows them to be shipped inexpensively compared to all the other work you got to do to get them. So, praise God. We appreciate every one of you that's been doing that, and we tell you it's still open. Yeah, whenever you come visit our office, you may think we're a warehouse, but that's okay. We're getting the work done. We're doing the work that we can do for the Lord, and we appreciate each and every one of you. So consider that, and consider a gift to WHCB to keep us on the air. We'd certainly appreciate that. All right, we're at this point in Matthew 23, where we saw, don't call anybody father, don't call anybody master, don't call anybody rabbi or teacher. And why was Christ saying that? Because he was saying, you're not special. Your Father who is in heaven is special. He is God. You are not. And so don't take on the air of superiority, of differentness, of speciality. Don't do that. What you need to do is you need to be one of many. And this is what I've seen as pastoring churches in the past. And I would love to pastor. I don't have the stamina to pastor. I do have the stamina to preach, but I did learn while I was pastoring that I didn't want to be singled out as something special as an individual. Now, I did hold an office of superintendency. I did hold an office of pastor in the congregation, and that meant that there were certain things I was in charge of. One of those was the spiritual welfare and well-being of the congregation. I was supposed to keep the wolves out. I was supposed to bring the truth in. I was supposed to guard my flock. I was to keep them. I was to take care of them, and if they had needs, I was to help them meet those needs as best I could. I was to do what I could to help them, and that was a part and parcel of the job of pastoring. First and foremost, however, I had to serve the King of Kings, and I did that by serving his people. But the service for the King of Kings did not make me a king. It did not make me an overlord. I was a minister, a servant of the people. And this is what Christ was trying to tell them. He was trying to tell them that if they were going to be great, they had to be a servant. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Verse 11, Matthew 23. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. Boy, have I seen that, not only in my own life, but in others' lives. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. You remember in another place, Christ was talking in to the masses, if you will, teaching. And he taught that when you went to a banquet, not to force yourself up to the premier seats, to the best seats of the house, the ones up next to the banqueting host, what do they call those, the dais or whatever, not to put yourself up there, but to set yourself in the back and let the host say, oh, hey, you back there, yeah, my buddy, come on out and sit with me up here. Christ said it would be far better for you to be in the back and stay there and never make it to up front than it would be for you to force yourself to the front and be forced by the banqueting host to go back to your seat way back in the back because you were not welcome at the head table. Oh, there's so many that I've seen that have forgotten the truth that humility is the forerunner of leadership and success. No, I'm not saying you need to be a doormat, but I am saying you don't need to put on yourself airs that don't belong there. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to pretend you're something you're not, and most of us are not, okay? There are some that are have-nots. There are many of us. There are some that will not. There are many of us. There are some that are not. Many of us. And some that will never be, period. And there are many of those. But then there are those that are not, have not, will not, but have a change of heart, and God makes them into what he wants them to be. And that's where I want to be. I want to be where God wants me to be. How about you? Is that what you want? I trust it is. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us. Oh, my. I couldn't make it without your love, Father. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving us as humanity, individually. Thank you for your love. Now, Father, I pray that we being all these I'm praying with and for now, that we would be useful in your service today, that you would use us for your honor and glory. Help us not to slump. Help us not to fail. Help us not to be a failure. But to help us, Lord, help us, strengthen us, empower us, invigorate us, reinvigorate us to be that man, that woman of God that you would have us to be this very day. I pray for the school children today, Father. For those that are in classes where the teachers are not thoughtful, where the teachers are not doing their job as they should. I pray for those students that you would relieve the burden from them, that they would not think of themselves as being small and insignificant, but that they would know that they are a child of the King of Kings. And I pray for that teacher that's not doing his or her job the way they should. I pray that you would prick their heart, and that you would help them to understand that those charges that they have, whether small or great, those charges that they have are important to you. And help them to understand how important the job of their teaching is in the lives of those that they teach. Now, Father, I pray for all of us, generally and specifically, There are many that are on my heart that need your touch today, and I'm one of them. And Lord, I ask for that touch. I ask for that anointing. Thank you, Father. And thank you for what you're doing for our listeners. And Lord, I do pray that you would provide the funds needed for us to go on here. And I pray that you would bless those who listen, that you would empower them. And Lord, if they can give, that you would bless them to do that very thing. But Lord, that's up to you. We leave it in your hands. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.